would say the number one thing that stops people is the qualifications section, either of that promotion or the new job, right? Because oftentimes, more often than not, what I have is women who aren't going after their promotions. They're not going after that next level up. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, thanks so much for joining me for the Rise with Diana podcast. I'm excited to share this topic with you because it is likely in the top 10 of what a question I get from the woman that I work with when they are thinking about either going after a new job or a promotion. The thing that we do as women is we look at all of the requirements. And if we don't have every single box checked, we don't go after that. And here's what I say to that. You better go after that. And the reason why is because I would say the number one thing that stops people is the qualifications section, either of that promotion that you're going after or the new job, right? Because oftentimes, more often than not, what I have is women who aren't going after their promotions. They're not going after that next level up. And what I want to share with you is that don't let the fact that you don't have certain educational requirements stop you. You feel me? Because so many people, well, I don't have this bachelor's degree in this. I don't have my PhD. I don't have this. I don't have that. And I will say to you that, let me just go on record and say this right away, because we got some really, you know, very professional women out here saying, well, my education, I worked hard on my education. I would say congratulations, right? Because you went and you got that degree. You know, I feel myself, you know, I'm a lawyer. I got my law degree. I went ahead and became a licensed attorney. I did all those things and checked the box. But I'll be daggone if I have another job that I think I'm going to be good at, if I'm going to use the lack of education to get me there. So let me just go on record and say, education has its place. The formal education has its place. But how many college degree people, PhD people, do you know that still don't go after it? They still don't go after that next level. Why? Because what we're all suffering from is limiting beliefs. And the educational requirements that a lot of companies put in these, the promotion, or it's often made up. A lot of us, we put a lot of credibility into this bachelor's degree or a certain type of degree because we don't know what else to say, right? We think that, oh, if they're committed enough to get their degree, then they might be committed enough to stay working on the job. So if you are letting that stop you, then I'm going to say, get rid of it. Get rid of it because all this stuff is made up. It's all made up. Say, it's made up. It's made up. Well, some of the your company and your that are like having these job descriptions, I know what y'all saying. I don't like her. She's trying to make stuff made up. Well, I'm just keeping it real because I know too many people who are living their best life, doing their greatest work and making things happen in their organization, And some of them just struggled to even get through high school, right? So I want to share this with you because I'm so proud to say that my daughter got this job and she didn't have all those educational requirements for the position that she had. But what she had was confidence. She had the Rise with Diana mentality. And she had the belief that she could do that job. And she put her best foot forward. And guess what? People believed her. But I'm just going to go on record and say, this is a record podcast, because how many times did I say I'm going to go on record? I just feel like saying that because I guess it's the lawyer in me. I'm going to go on record. I'm going to go on record and say this. That's number five. I'm counting just like you. And I'm just going to say that she believed it first, right? So she believed it first. And I'll say even for me, when I went, it was my first job, my first real corporate job in 1988. And I applied as the legal assistant with the amazing Dave Strazzo from Owens, Illinois. God bless his soul. When he saw me at the University of Toledo in the Community Technical College, right? That's what it used to be called. And I walked up there with my Kmart suit. You don't know what Kmart is? Google it. I found myself a suit, put it on, and I walked up to that desk where he was sitting to apply for that job, knowing good and well I did not have any of the educational requirements except for the fact that I wanted to become, I hadn't finished yet, a legal assistant. Guess what he believed? He believed me because I believed in me and I went for it. I just went for it. And so I want to give you the same methodology, the same, you know, belief that I had and that I know I've taught my daughter to have to go after what it is that she believes she deserves and what I know you deserve and what I believe I deserve. Okay, you feel me? So I want to read this for you because this is something that I'm going to put on my glasses. For those of you who are watching me on YouTube, you can see my cute little glasses. You like them? I'll tell you, you might want to go on YouTube and see if you like my glasses. So here's what I want to tell you first and foremost, right? Your capabilities extend beyond the classroom, right? Because classroom is a great way for us to be able to think things through, kind of throw ideas off of each other, but it is really just a petri dish, right? It's an experiment to see and learn and understand, right? So you have real world experience. I knew I had real world experience when I was 19 years old. I just believed it. You have real world experience here because a lot of you have already seen success. You've already been doing the work, but you're not taking it into consideration. So the first thing you need to know when you're trying to go after that promotion or a new job is that your capabilities extend beyond the classroom, okay? You've been working in your position for quite some time, right? And it's time you assess these qualities. You need to take time. If you're not noticing, if the number one thing I am doing for you all on this podcast, and I can't wait until the day when we invite guests in, because I bet you they are going to affirm the things I'm saying, and I'm sure they're going to bring a brand new flavor to your ear. That's a rap song if you want to look that up. They're going to bring a brand new flavor to your ear because there's a way in which they approach things differently than me. So the first thing I need you to know is that your capabilities extend beyond the classroom. So your homework, right? I'm gonna put my glasses back on. Your homework is that you have to assess your capabilities, right? Some that you've likely achieved simply by being in your current role. So you have to write these down. Don't edit yourself. You see, when you write stuff down, you start getting into self-doubt, right? You start falling into this, well, I shouldn't say that. No, this is for your, nobody's looking at your paper, right? No one's telling you, oh, you shouldn't say that. Write it all down. Do not edit yourself. You know where I learned that from? When I was writing my book, I learned about how we edit ourselves, how we doubt ourselves. When I was writing my own personal book, and this is a little aside, little commercial here, okay? And I'll promise I will get back to the steps. But it's a book called Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott. She wrote a book called, Anne Lamott wrote the book Bird by Bird because often when people are trying to write things down, they begin to edit themselves. Right? We're not at the editing stage. We're at the just put it all down stage, right? As some would say, which I'm really good at, is word vomiting. It sounds nasty, don't it? But it's true because I straight know how to put some words out there, right? Ask Mark, who is this audio producer. He'll tell you, right? She got a lot of words. But hey, I'm just getting back to the point. Your capabilities extend beyond the classroom. Write them down. Be very clear, be very specific, but don't edit yourself. Second, here's what you need to know. You add value to your organization, period. The value that you bring to your organization is beyond your current job description. The reason why I know that, because every client that I've ever worked for always does above and beyond what they're doing in their job description. It never fails. And you're bringing value to your organization that you don't even know. So what are you going to have to do here? I want you to understand that this value that you've brought to the organization is often not seen, right? People aren't seeing it as an added asset to the organization because you haven't said that. You haven't shared that. It's just something that you do. You're likely not even getting paid for it, right? So you have to know that you add value. So when you're thinking about this educational requirement standing in the way, what you have to define is the value that you bring to the organization that someone who doesn't have that value that they bring to the organization by merely having education is not as beneficial. You feel me? Let me reword that. It means that someone with education that they bring in, say, for instance, from outside the organization, or maybe even within the organization, who doesn't have the value that you bring to the organization, doesn't make them any better. In fact, it's more beneficial for your organization for you to be promoted because of the value that you bring. You just have the job of defining it, okay? So let's review. Number one, you need to understand that your capabilities extend beyond the classroom. Number two, that you add value. It's time that you write all those things down, that ways in which you add value, right? Now, combine number one and number two. You're like, Diana's always about these number ones and number twos. Absolutely. Because you have to make a case for yourself, right? You have to write all this down and show why you're worthy of the position and for yourself, really. Because in order for you to even apply for this job, because I don't even think you need this in order for you to apply for the job, but you need to be prepared to share it, right, in your interview. Okay, so last but not least, this is the third thing I think you need to know, is that, let's just say, for instance, you can't get over the educational hump. You can't get over this educational requirement. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do if you are asking for a promotion, right? Or even if you're looking for a new job, right? Invite your company to invest in your education. Boom shakalaka. That's what I'm talking about, right? After completing your analysis in one and two, and you present this to your hiring director, if education becomes a stickler, ask them to invest in your education. Boom. That's it, right? You've added so much value and you've invested in the company. It's time your company do the same for you. It would be more beneficial for the organization to invest in you, someone who's already been doing work at your organization, adding value that no one even paid attention to before, than it would be to bring someone else in who does not have your experience. Are you feeling better now? Oh my goodness, I would hope so. Because this is what we have to do in order to be seen, in order to be heard, and valued in our organization. All right, I want you to raise your right hand. Okay? Yeah. I mean, if you're driving, keep your left hand on the steering wheel. Unless you're in a car that just is driving itself. Raise both. Okay, so raise your right hand. Say, I will not let education stop me from applying for this position or this promotion, right? We're going to be done with those days, okay? And if you want to get all the you want to get a PhD, an MPH, an LSW, a PPW, or a you know, OPP, I don't know, whatever it is you want to add to the letters behind your name, if you're going to add all those letters, you best go after that promotion. Are you feeling, are you picking up what I'm laying down? Now, you might be wondering, but I've tried that, Diana. If you've tried all those things, then you really need to be asking yourself, why am I not getting promoted? Besides listening to all the podcasts that I want you to listen to in the Rise with Diana School, I'm gonna call it the Rise with Diana School. That's what I'm giving y'all, education. What I want you to do is take the why am I not getting promoted quiz, because it's going to give you clues as to the reasons why you may not be seen and heard. Because how I started this podcast is I started the podcast with the fact that you need to have a belief system. You need to have a swagger about you that says, I am worthy of this promotion. I am worthy of this job. And it doesn't matter if I don't have all of the boxes checked, I'm going after it. That's the kind of mentality I want you to have. Are you picking it up? All right. So what I want you to do is take time to write this out. If you have questions, if you need some help here, this is how you contact me, right? Take the why am I not getting promoted quiz. And after you take the quiz, there's a link for you to be able to get connected with me and my team. And we will go through this. We will dot the I's and we will cross the T's, sis. We're going to get you to that promotion. Are you feeling this? All right. Share this podcast with a friend. You know, like, subscribe, comment. We want to hear from y'all. We like sometimes it's crickets out there. We want to hear from you. Okay. All right. We'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.